What do you do if you're an artist who's been coined America's next generation of female talent? If you've shared the stage with musicians such as Gladys Knight and Talib Kweli, and if you've been offered a major record label deal? Well, if you're Shea Rose, you turn the deal down.
Uh-oh, why y'all be forcing it?
Please.
No. This is Forcin' It, the latest single from DTMA, or Dance This Mess Around. It's Shea Rose's new, independently released EP.
Y'all taking it too far, y'all forcing it.
Dance This Mess Around follows Shea Rose's journey from closing the door on a conventional path to stardom to finding herself as an independent artist.
Why you going to church with 5 minutes to little shoes on, talking about your praise and the Lord?
And Shea Rose joins us now in the studio. I cannot tell you how good it is to have you back. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's so funny to hear all of that back.
I was telling you during the break, all this week, you were the one I was looking forward to talking to the most because, oh boy, we need some good music to help us get through all the other stuff we've been dealing with. So let's talk about the album. Tell us about this track.
So Forcin' It... For those of you who might not know what that means, it means when you're basically trying to take a square and fit it into a circle. That's how I describe it, you know. You're like, why are you trying to force that situation when it would be easier just to go around the situation, you know?
Yeah.
It's easier to walk in flat shoes as opposed to 10-inch heels, that kind of thing, you know? And I wrote this with my band, and it was really cool. We all went into this to the studio and started thinking about things that are a force in everyday life.
Yeah. Well, so part of the reason why this new EP is special is because, as I talked about in the introduction here, you had the opportunity to take the conventional path to the big time. You had an offer, right, from a major record label.
Yeah, so in 2013, I was offered a deal from Virgin Records, and that's what I had worked for throughout my Berkeley career and afterwards. And once I got the paperwork and started to really sit with this idea of partnering with such a huge corporation and entrusting my art and my life into the hands of this big business, I just said, I can't do it. It doesn't feel
your
right.
Life? Like, what was in the contract that made you feel that way?
They have their hands on a lot of things. So, you know, anything that's branded, like if I did something with CoverGirl, or if I wrote a book, or if I did something around music and education, or if I wrote songs for other artists, if I acted, modeling, I mean, anything that has to do with an artistic expression, they pretty much have some piece of that pie. Which, depending on how big they make you, that makes sense. But for me, I just felt like I had invested so much that they weren't valuing that. And I just said, no, this is not what I want to do right now.
What an incredibly huge decision to have to make, right? Because as you said, like for people who have traveled the path or are traveling the path that you were on, getting that record deal from a major label and all, you know, the global marketing that would have come with that, stepping away from that is a really big deal. So how has it been taking the independent road instead?
Well, it was challenging. So I took some time off. These songs had already been recorded, and that was another thing. These songs were funded through a Kickstarter, and the label, they weren't too interested in these songs. They were kind of lukewarm, and I just felt like, well, these are my babies, and my fans in Boston and all over helped to support this EP. And so I got a little bit depressed and down in the dumps because I didn't know, like, what do I do now? The big record deal, that's what I wanted, and now I don't want it. So how do I navigate this huge industry on my own?
Yeah.
How do I put the team together to make it happen? So I took about 2 years off of, you know, to just really sit with, okay, what kind of lifestyle do I want to have? And I think that's the bigger question, you know, that I always talk to younger artists who are coming up, like, fame is great, but do you want to be responsible for other people's livelihoods? Because some of the big stars that we see, they're like, you know, helping with the makeup artist's salary and the hairstylist and the CEO of the companies. I mean, you're responsible for quite a bit. So I decided that I didn't want all that responsibility. I just wanted to kind of manage my own life.
Yeah. Wow. Well, so the EP is great, and I want to listen to a little bit more of it. You're releasing a track every couple of weeks. Is that right?
Yeah. So we're releasing a track every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks, yeah.
With album artwork that kind of shows this transformation. So I go from the big afro, which was how a lot of folks knew me before, down to my bald head, which I have now. And so it's a nice progress of the transformation and journey that I took from saying no to being an independent artist.
Well, let's listen to the fourth track on the EP. Again, the EP is DTMA, or Dance This Mess Around. This is a track called Time.
Clockwise, 12 to 12. Never look back, not afraid to fail. But girls on it like black on white. No time for that life, this rap grind too tight. Wait, back again, don't slack again. On track again. Never ever sleep when you're back again. Rip.
I gotta move, move. I gotta pick up my puzzles and get my pieces.
So Shay, tell me about this song.
This song is called Time, and it was great because this song we produced after I said no to the deal, so it was really refreshing to be in the studio without the pressure of, okay, I need to produce these songs and get this EP out and, you know, fund the Kickstarter and give this music to all those who backed it up or take the label deal. Everything was kind of off the table, so Time really represented some reflection and introspection.
Yeah.
And I had a chance to work with my brother, who does a lot of songwriting.
Yeah.
And the drummer who you just heard rapping, Sheldon Thwaites, was rapping on this one.
It sounds so good. You know, what I love about this EP is that you show off your range, like you did in previous works, because on the fifth track, we're going to give people a little bit of a taste of it here. It's called Kennedy Rose, and it has a really different sound from what we just heard. You've done this before, where you drop a soft acoustic track in the middle of your in the middle of your album. What's going on here?
Well, I'm really a folky inside. I mean, I love my hip hop. I love R&B and soul, but I'm a girl with a guitar and a voice.
Is that you on guitar?
No, a good friend of ours is playing guitar, but there's just something about voice and guitar that's so powerful and simple and vulnerable, and that's what Kennedy Rose is on the EP.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to a little bit more. We're sort of like jumping through stuff here. This actually, we have a track here that is not on the new EP. This is from something else entirely. It's a cover of a very classic Sinead O'Connor song. So let's listen.
Of Madame George and Roses. It's the home of police who kill black boys on mopeds. And I love my boy. That's why I'm leaving. I don't want him to be aware that there's anything such as grieving.
Now, Shay, I have to say, I don't think I've ever heard a cover of Black Boys on Mopeds. Yours is the first I've heard. What is it about this song that made you want to cover it?
Well, you know, with everything that's going on politically and socially, I was thinking about how do I want my voice to be heard? You know, how do I fit into the conversation? Am I going out with a picket sign? Am I, you know, posting on a blog? Am I getting involved in the social media commentary? And I said, no, I'm going back to the music. And this song was so poignant, and Sinead O'Connor wrote it 26 years ago. And I'm like, wow, and we're still talking about this now, 26 years later. So this song really helps to give me a voice. And be a part of the conversation in the way that I want it to be.
Yeah. You know, on the one hand, you're doing the hard work of being an independent artist. Now, we were talking about how you have to be basically the CEO of your own little company. The CEO, the CFO, the CTO, the everything. But on the other hand, you have your independence.
Mm-hmm.
But I was wondering if there's any part of you that sort of looks over your shoulder back to what might have been and is wondering if the path you're going on now is the right path, or do you feel confident about it?
Absolutely not. I'm so happy that I made the decision. It was really tough, but when I look at what I have now, understanding balance in life and my friends and my family and having creative expression and liberty, I would never want to go back to that contract. It just would never. It's somewhere buried in my storage somewhere.
Well, singer-songwriter Shay Rose's new EP is DTMA, or Dance This Mess Around. You're going on tour this spring?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so we'll be looking forward to those tour dates. We have information about Shay's new EP at our website, radioboston.org. Thank you so much for coming back. It's always great to talk with
you. Thank
you. Well, we'll go out on the first single from Shay's new EP. The single's called Do I Really Want to Be a Rock Star? But also, let me say that is it for today and this week. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a great weekend. Join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston. Pushing for the success. How many steps does it take to get behind the music? So deflated, yet tomorrow I'm elated. Biggest critic is in my mind. Day by day, I try to slay it. So, F that professor and industry folks professing and trying to teach me a lesson and testing me. I'm not guessing. See, I got my blessing. I got my light. I got my star. It was gifted in my spirit since I was a little girl. Like, oh, yeah, yeah. She's a rock star, yes. Oh, yeah. She wanna be a star now. Hey.